Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this entire broadcast today is going to be torture. Because out of my studio window, I can look out of the office window and just look at the beautiful, perfect 10 days we've been having here in Central Texas. We don't have much of a winter here, but during early fall and then even in spring, it's just I don't have words to describe it. God's creation is quite beautiful. I mean, perfect cobalt blue skies, the oak trees shimmering green like emerald jewels. But you didn't tune in for my subpar poetry. You tuned in for news and information. And I've got a guest coming up in studio in the second hour that we'll tell you about coming up in the next segment. But I am going to open the phones up. I have been doing a little bit better job, as I always say, of taking calls. And frankly, I usually don't do a very good job of it. I say I've been doing a better job, which means I've been attempting to go to your calls, attempting to cover the news, attempting to have a lot of important guests on for you. But we are going to take a bunch of your calls in this first hour today. It is, of course, open lines. We do not censor your calls. I don't care what you call in about. You're welcome to get on board. Just don't use any profanity. And I guess that's a misstatement in a way. There is some screening of calls. We do ask where you're calling from, how you're listening. And if you volunteer that you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. So if you disagree, you go to the head of the line. I would also like to hear from first-time callers. You will go to the head of the line. Please tell us if you're a first-time caller. And I will take calls in the next segment if the hair lifts the admiral. Come hell or high water, and all the other cliches you've heard. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I love taking calls because you take us in so many different directions. You never know which news piece you'll bring up, which item, important analysis that we'll hear from you. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can talk about North Korea. You can talk about the state of the economy. You can talk about what's happening with the North American Union and our borders. You can talk about Bush signing H.R. 6166, officially overturning the Bill of Rights. At least the government thinks they have the power to do that. You can discuss how face-scanning cameras are going in coast to coast and from small hamlets to mega metropolis. Doesn't matter. You can talk about how Keith Olbermann is knocking them out of the park over and over again when it comes to pegging this fascista presidencia that we have. The toll-free number again to join us, 800-259-9231. And boy, do I have a stack of news. Just to show what a thug gangster Putin is, you know, Bush is taken to kissing men and women on the lips and on the head in public. He just doesn't care what people see. And holding hands with Condi at baseball games. But Putin, on alleged Israeli rapist, the president, we all envy him, saying, what a powerful man, raping 10 women. We all envy him. And he said this in front of cameras because they were walking into an office. This is how they really talk behind closed doors. I hope you understand that. It's all gangsterism, all shock, all threats. It's anything you see in a low-level street thug or what you see in a classical mafia capo or Don is what you see from these urchins. This is from PR Newswire. Amazon's number one nonfiction reviewer. When Kevin this morning here in the office heard this guy's name, he goes, I know him. Tarpley's 911 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA, strongest of 770 books I've reviewed for Amazon. And now the former Marine Corps Intelligence Command officer and CIA officer goes public and says he believes 9/11 is an inside job. We'll cover this when we get back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Amazon.com's biggest non fiction reviewer, very well known, former CIA officer, analyst. Before that, he was with the Marine Corps in their intelligence command, has come out and said that he believes 9/11 is an inside job, and he basically heard this in the past, done some research, but just couldn't bring himself to believe it. And he read Webster Tarpley's 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA, and went and checked and vetted all the documents and facts, and now has concluded in an official Amazon.com review that 9/11 is an inside job, and that of the 770 books he's reviewed for Amazon, that Synthetic Terror is the best. And we do carry Synthetic Terror here, by the way. It is an excellent book to understand how these mole networks work, how there's compartmentalized terror cells within every federal agency, even state police, local police departments, all hooked into the global crime syndicate. It's mafia, ladies and gentlemen. Want to know how it works? I guess go see the new film, The Departed, the new Scorsese film. It's, by the way, based loosely on real events in Boston. Just type in FBI informant committing murders for mob, FBI agents committing murders for mob, FBI heads of mob in Chicago, heads of mob in Detroit, heads of mob in New York, heads of mob in Dallas, heads of mob in Boston. All of that stuff will pop up, but especially in Boston. I'm just raising that. I mean, literally, folks, the organized crime runs this entire country. I just keep repeating that because I don't think it's really burned into people's heads. And I mean police out there listening. Yeah, you're out helping little old ladies, and you're out at car wrecks on the side of the road risking your life and tromping around in the fire ants. I understand that. And you resent the fact when I get up here and say the government's criminal and you work for criminals. Well, I'm sorry. Just because you're not a criminal doesn't mean criminals aren't your bosses. They are your bosses. I'm talking 8 times out of 10, okay? All right, I'm already digressing, and I said I'd go to calls in this segment. I'm just so mad right now. It just gets worse and worse. Folks can tell I've been real angry lately and having trouble controlling myself because watching the North American Union get announced in public, having it in mainstream news that the North American Union government met 4 weeks ago in secret and the press learned of it and it was just, you know, in the back of the paper. Official government meetings, I mean, with the lobbyists writing the new international agreements. You know, they've signed the agreement setting up the government. Now they're just writing whatever laws and sweetheart deals they want, literally carving up our infrastructures. I mean, we're being totally looted like when the Nazis took over Czechoslovakia or Poland. They just come in and they just pay off a few politicians or put a gun to a few others. And it's just the mob. We're being looted. It's never been this bad in our history. I hope you realize that. And while they're looting you, they're basically pumping the equivalent of morphine into the public. Basically, the global international crime lords that control our nation are basically like a bunch of vampires chewing our flesh from every angle. It's like 10 of them chewing off our toes, chewing off our fingers, chewing off our hands, gnawing on our stomachs. Well, you know, the whole country's going into shock. But they're applying morphine into us so we don't feel it. The country's basically been put under. And I'm like a little cricket or something jumping around your chest trying to wake you up. You know, I'm trying to crawl in your ear. I'm trying to, you know, lift your eyelid open. But I'm just a little bitty creature. And I'm watching these vampires literally chew the country to bits. I mean, before they were just, you know, had an IV in our arm, sucking some blood off, and we got a little bit peak, had a little bit white, a little bit anemic. But, I mean, now they've just decided to go whole hog and kill the golden goose because they're criminals and they can't help it. They've just gone wild. Their minions have gone wild. And there is now just a literal frothing, bloody orgy like a bunch of wild tigers or lions out on the African plain or the jungles of India just gobbling at the prey that they've felled. And what is the morphine? The morphine is Bernanke doubling the money supply in the next 2 years. And that's really in the next year and a half.
Good, there'll be more money. I like money.
Yeah, you like devalued money. I guess you do. And all these giggling, laughing, cynical yuppies. Because, you know, you can talk to a working man, you can talk to even a wealthy investor, you can talk to a cop, but there are these little giggly-faced yuppies who think they're trendy and think they've got control of the world, think they're on top of everything, and they don't want to think that there's some kind of threat to their freedom. It's scary. And so they'll just giggle and laugh, sure, or they'll admit what's going on and go, what are you going to do to stop it? Hey, punk, this is real serious. This is scary, okay? I'm pretty freaked out. All right, let me just read this. And this isn't just hype by Tarpley's publisher. I mean, this is a big deal. And Synthetic Terror is a really good book. We do carry it again on InfoWars.com. I hope you'll get it. Amazon's number one nonfiction reviewer, Tarpley's 9-1-1 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA, is the strongest of the 770 books I've reviewed. Now, why is this important? It's really a capillary issue that he's reviewing the book. The point is that he's now gone public about 9/11. reviewer, a former spy and founder of the Marine Corps Intelligence Command, is convinced by Progressive Press's offering that 9/11 was a U.S.-based conspiracy. Washington, D.C., PR Newswire. October 18, 2006, Progressive Press announced that its 9/11 Synthetic Terror has just been cited as the best nonfiction book ever by Amazon's top nonfiction reviewer, intelligence professional Robert Steele, in a five-star review. And there's a link to the Amazon review. That's by Amazon. He's one of their reviewers, not one of the little blurb reviews. Progressive specializes in books that contend 9/11 was an inside job. Publisher John Leonard says, in a coup to have Steele, it's a coup to have Steele with us on this. Here you have a high-level, respected insider, lifelong Republican, veteran spy, and he's breaking the taboos. It's a great tribute and a vindication of the work we put into 9/11 Synthetic Terror. Yeah, but if it's a vindication, it's like we were wrong or people attacked us or claim we were wrong. Yeah, a bunch of operatives did. I mean, who cares what they say? They build straw men to knock them down. People find out that trick real quick. Steele's statement that 9/11 was a U.S.-based conspiracy may be from first coming from a senior U.S. intelligence community figure. Well, I don't know about a first. We have had Bill Christensen on saying he believes it's an inside job. He was a CIA head of an entire department. But it continues, he came to the conclusion with great sadness, quote, after reading 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA, which he praised as without question the most important modern reference on state-sponsored terrorism. A unique figure on 9/11 Synthetic Terror is Tarpley does not blame an entire government or agency. His rogue network, Mole, features small numbers of moles infesting critical nodes in the key institutions like CIA and mass media. And it goes on with Steele's review. You can go read his bio, too. They have a link there. So, very senior level when he was in the CIA and other intelligence bodies, coming out and saying that it clearly was orchestrated by rogue elements inside Western intelligence centering around the United States. Okay, let's go to your calls. We'll get more into this later. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Illinois. Go ahead, Chris. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Just a few quick comments. What you're saying is so true. My father worked for the state. This was 50 years ago. People knew more about what was going on. And, you know, there were comments around the kitchen table all the time about corruption. And, you know, people knew about this. Nowadays, they're like in la-la land. But another comment, too, is...
There's no corruption. Everything's fine. I'll turn my guns in.
I mean, they knew about stealing votes, like I said, 50, 60 years ago, you know. Now, another thing, too, is that it seems that, you know, I've been trying to do some research on the candidates that are running in our county, blah, blah, blah. But everyone connected just about to some form of education system. Either their wife works for them or they work for them or they're endorsed by these educational funds. It's incredible. So, obviously, this education thing is, organizations like, you know, Southern Baptist and so on, if they all pull their kids out of school, it collapsed like a house of cards.
But they won't, because most of the big denominations are on federal payroll already, totally controlled. It's sick.
Now, again, you notice how they're pushing this early voting. Now, in we're pretty conservative here, but in our county, but if you want to vote early, you have to use a Diebold machine.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people are saying, vote early, vote early.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm not trying to scare people away from that. I'm not trying to be gloom and doom, but I want to tell these poor folks that that in almost every county in the country, they feed the early votes through a computer.
Right, and that's why, so we're not going to vote early. We're going to vote on the day.
Well, the argument is that at least there is a paper record with the Scantron of how you really voted, but... Again, you have the same county clerk stealing the elections who are in control of those. It's bad. It's a bleak picture. Now, if we could admit how bleak it was, Chris, we could turn this around. That's what we're doing here. We're trying to, if words can be found to properly describe it, the nuances of it, describe this horror so we can all stand together and fight it. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. David, George, E, Bruce, others, stay with us.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 20th, 2006. Gold opened at $596.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $628.30. Again, that's $628.30 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop, because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back. Wide open phones on this live Friday edition. Tell you about our surprise guest, going to be in studio coming up a little bit later. Oh, and by the way, we're scheduled Monday to have Gore Vidal on air with us, the famous author and who has openly spoken about 9/11 being an inside job. And he was one of the people doing that in the first few months after. He knows a government op when he sees it. And more on The former Marine intelligence officer, former high-level CIA intelligence officer, Republican, going public, saying that he believes 9/11 is a U.S.-based inside job conspiracy. See, more and more problems for the New World Order by the millisecond, because if you really look at the evidence of 9/11 being a false flag event, I don't mean the straw man the media builds up. You know, the media goes and either covers some kook who's saying 9/11 is an inside job with false info, or they go construct things that we've never said or never done and then attribute it to us and then disprove it. No, I'm not talking about that. If you go look at the actual evidence, there's no debating it. You went too far, criminals. And there's enough of us that know the truth, and we're going to tell the others, and we're going to bring you to justice, you murdering trash. But let's go to calls right now. David in Maryland. David, welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I actually know about what's going on and stuff like that. It's just that, and my family members are actually part of the Illuminati and the roundtable groups, and you actually have all the presidents that are related to each other, and I actually happen to be part of that bloodline also. It's just that I also understand, too, that God said, who can make war with a beast?
Yeah, so you're going to tell me to lay down that we can't make war against the beast?
Right. Because, I'm just saying the beast system is already here. Mm-hmm. And I also know about it, too, because I happen to do work for NSA, AT&T, Bell Atlantic, MCI, Sprint, WorldCom, because I actually happen to be a telecommunications technician.
No, well, you don't sound very credible to me.
Well, that's fine. But
okay, you're in this big, powerful Illuminati group. You're in the magical bloodline. And we can't make war against the beast, and we should just roll over, huh? Well, thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. That's really nice. It's always nice to hear from you. And again, that's your phony churches, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine if they'd have been around in 1776 saying you can't make war against corruption, you can't stand up, you can't be free? Maybe we should have told the black folks that when they didn't want to be slaves anymore, or didn't want to be segregated anymore, or didn't want to be living out there on the sharecropper farm anymore. Hey, you can't make war. You can't stand up. It's the end of the world. Of course, people did think that 1,000 years ago, even during the Byzantine Empire, where they were killing people, very corrupt, made the Romans look like Sunday school kids. The Byzantines were doing a lot of horrible stuff to people, and the Christians then thought, oh, it's the end of the world. Well, they thought it was the end of the world in Paul's time. It's always the end of the world, always time to stick your thumb in your mouth and suck on it like a little baby and get in the fetal position. You know, if you've read the Bible, and if you claim to be a Christian, the whole thing is about standing up against evil. Duty belongs to us, consequence belongs to God. If the end of the world's next week, like Tim LaHaye says, you made billions of bucks off of you, telling you to lay down, you still should stand up against evil. So don't go stand up against abortion, just let them kill the babies, because hell, it's the end anyways. And go ahead and take your national ID card and your thumbprint, and don't worry, Pat Robertson will tell you that it's not the mark of the beast and that the microchip. Go ahead and take the chip. I've got Pat Robertson saying, oh, taking the chip, that's not mark of the beast. You know, a chip in your body for security. No, that's not it, he says. Well, what is this system? So I really have no use for jellyfish pseudo-Christians. I mean, I didn't know that Christians were these pale-skinned, little pencil-necked, limp-wristed cowards. Okay? I mean, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. So, hell, don't fight the electronic voting. Don't fight the SPP. Don't fight them taking your land. Don't fight them when CPS comes. I've had so-called Christians on this show, and they said if CPS came to take their children, they wouldn't even get in a car and flee. They wouldn't even run. They won't even do something that a rat will do. A rat will fight or run. A dog will fight or run. They will just lay there because they are just, ugh.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I can't back down. I won't back down. Thank you again so much for joining us. I don't want to go off into some frothing, spittle-laced rant. But it's always the same when these people call in. They're always... And I'm not trying to be mean to you, sir. It's just you sounded like you'd had your soul sucked out. Just, I can barely say it. I can't stand up against the beast. You can't make war against it. And I don't know what to say to you. And I'm sorry if I get disgusted. I'm sorry if I get angry and sit there and tell you what I really think about you. But if you don't have basic self-preservation instincts, something is wrong with you. But I know what it is. Folks, you go to most of these mainline churches, and many of you have heard it yourselves, you've read it yourselves. It's a religion of feeling good, and laying down, and being a bunch of sheep, a bunch of cowards, a bunch of just weak people. And I don't want to even get religious here. I'm a Christian. I make no secret of it. But I almost don't even want to use that word Christian because it's been co-opted today to mean you're George Bush or you're one of these people that says we should lay down to tyranny. And it's sick. It's so sick. So fine. Go from us. Forget that we're your brethren. May the chains that sit upon you, ride lightly. May your chains set lightly upon you. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's go to George in Arizona. Thanks for holding. Welcome, George.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I kind of got blown away, too, by that guy's comment. I'm still a comment. In Luke 11:21, God says, an armed man is safe in his house and his possessions, and if you have clothes and you don't have a sword, then sell your clothes and buy a sword. But let me get to where the reason I called. And where I live in Tucson, the Catholic Church is totally supportive of the communist fifth column movement.
Yeah, of course they are. Of course they are. The Catholic Church has built safe houses all over the Southwest and in Chicago and New York, and they are pumping in the illegal aliens and using them economically. They get paid then protection money by the illegals, which then finances the operation. The Ford Foundation is working to do it. The federal government's working to do it. Every major institution of the elite is busy breaking this country asunder.
In 1992, there was a communist uprising in El Salvador. And the people of El Salvador killed five Jesuit priests and the local bishop, and the communist invasion completely collapsed and has not recovered. Then the drug dealer in the White House, Oliver North, lost his job because you need a communist uprising or invasion as a cover for the illegal drug trade. And that's exactly what I think is happening here because... basically, you know, why would George Bush support all this illegal invasion besides the North American Union? And that's, you know, to bring in drugs. And that's what's happening right here in my backyard. You know,
it's more than that. I mean, it's to drive down the wages. It's to balkanize the people against each other. It's to bankrupt the state governments. And that's what's bankrupting them predominantly with the health care and the welfare. So the feds can then come in. It's basically they want a North American Union. They're going to bring in a client group, already 30 million of them, who believe this is Mexico. So they're going to love the total merger.
You know what? I happened to get a hold of a book called The Texas Rangers and the Mexican Revolution, which is right after World War One.
Yeah, the Plan of San Diego, where they implemented a plan to kill all whites, males, 16 and older.
Right,
and, and in one night they killed, 22 whites. It was like helter-skelter type murders. And that's all kept real quiet, yeah. And that's actually Hispanics and whites were living together, getting along fine. And again, over one-third of those in the Revolutionary War for Texas independence were Hispanic, and the father of Texas, who wrote the Constitution, was Hispanic. The father of Texas Constitution, the father, of course, is Sam Houston. But see, after that happened, that's when a race war started. But the Mexicans first killed a bunch of whites. Then they sent in a bunch of Texas Rangers who were really just super hardcore cutthroats from a bunch of foreign wars and mercenaries.
So I have an official account of the Plan of San Diego. Item number 7 says every North American over 16 years of age shall be put to death. But it's kind of amazing. I read this book from the standpoint of I know a little bit about the conspiracy. And the first chapter of this book about the Texas Rangers says Colonel Mandrell House and the FBI. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, he's the one that wanted to get rid of U.S. sovereignty. And he's the one that is the real father of the Federal Reserve under Woodrow Wilson from their main command base right here in Austin.
Yeah, but I don't look at the Texas Rangers as bad guys. I look at it as a police force for the governor of Texas. And
Texas Rangers. I know all about their history. We've had famous Texas Ranger, here in studio. I'm just you're mentioning House.
Yeah, right. But my point is that at that time, the FBI was already our enemy, who had infiltrated the Texas Rangers to get them to basically let the Mexicans come in, because I have photographs of the United States Army officers with all the Mexican bandits, drinking beer together. And so the plan was back then. Here it is. It just happened to start up again. I mean, that's what the latest plan is invade the United States from Mexico. And they're doing it again. This must be the third or fourth time they did.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. No, I mean, it's happening. The globalists will use fascists. They'll use communists. The communists, leftist bleeding hearts who want to think communism's really of the people and all that. You're ignoring admitted history, okay? Now, the mainstream glossy history you see on, the nightly news every day is communism was set up in, 1800 and something, written up by Marx and Engels, And then they went into Russia and helped set it up. And in 1917, there was the Red Overthrow of the White Russians. If you go study that, British and U.S. banks funded the whole thing. They propped Stalin up during World War II. And our government admits now that we always knew this, but now it's admitted. They put Mao in, and Mao conservatively, this is their own numbers. Chinese government says they killed 60 million people. 60 million. Now, a huge sports stadium at a Super Bowl game has 100,000. How many 100,000s go into 60 million? Just like they set up Hitler, just like they set up, just like they armed Pakistan, just like they armed North Korea, just like they armed Saddam, it's always the same. They need chaos. As Bush slipped up in a speech once and said, we need to bring order out of chaos. Because that's their internal nomenclature. That's their internal language. This is what they're doing. This is how they're operating. By the way, David Van Oss is going to be joining us. He's promised to bring criminal charges against those involved in the Trans-Texas Corridor that is a segment, a member, a organ of the Transnefta highways that are the funding mechanism, the chief funding mechanism for the new North American Union government. He's running for attorney general as a Democrat. He is the Democratic candidate. He has a good chance of winning. When you understand that, folks, he's going to be in studio coming up with us. David Van Oss will be joining us coming up in the next hour. Talking about the NAFTA superhighways, the North American Union. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to E in Texas. E, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, I do a lot of service work for what you call the neocon organization, but I'm what I call the snake in the grass. I'm the one that can't turn. The new Austin SWAT truck basically looks like it came out of the military. Military green, 10 tons, and from what I was told, they paid over $500,000 for this.
Well, they've got to have their big armored vehicles when they confiscate guns, and we always said they do it. We had PDD 25, and it's admitted now, it's been in the news. But look at New Orleans. They didn't bring food and water even a week after. They went into the rich neighborhoods. And my point is, nobody's safe. I mean, $5 million, it had to be more than that. I mean, houses that look like, you know, the Capitol building or something, they're huge, or the Supreme Court building. And they went in and took people's guns and then laughed about it, led by the FBI. That whole thing was a war-fighting laboratory how to take our guns. But go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to tell you thank you for opening my eyes up and disconnecting me from the Matrix. I am a first-time caller and one heck of a long-time listener. I did finally get to meet Mr. Dacey. He hosted you while you were up in New York during the September 11th conference.
Sure, Bob's a good guy. Well, listen, you called in. What did you call in about? Tell us your point.
About the SWAT trucks, about the trucks that I was telling you about, the new military look that our police department has.
Sure, how many trucks do they get?
Well, they've got one new one, and they've got three old ones. But this is one that looks like it came right off of military force. I mean,
well,
it looks straight military.
I just want the SWAT team to know most of what they do is completely worthless and nothing but a risk to their lives and our lives. The government and allied crime syndicates bring in and license over 90% of the narcotics that enter this country. And then I know there's a lot of dirt involved in the drug underworld because it is illegal. That does make slime balls gravitate towards it. So all the horrible stuff they see in those apartments and those houses and those deals, you know, that would all evaporate, dissipate the minute they decriminalize drugs. And they've done it in Europe. England decriminalized marijuana. I've seen people smoke pot right in front of police in London, right in front of the parliament. They do nothing. That's because it's basically been decriminalized. It's like a slap on the wrist. And guess what? It just came out, BBC and other news reports last week, well, actually Monday I covered it, that marijuana use has dropped by a third in 5 years because it isn't cool anymore. There's no market to bring it in because it's not illegal. So there you have it. And it's the same thing. And so I just want you to know, you know, you're all into being tough and into adrenaline, and you got the highest rates of suicide, alcoholism, family violence. You know, why don't you repent and come to Jesus? And why don't you stop waging war against the American people? You want to go join the French Foreign Legion? You can go to Africa and fight right now with real men that have real guns that will shoot back at you. You want to be real men? Go. Yeah, I know a lot of you washed out of the military, washed out of special ops. You've got this Rambo idea. Why don't you go be real men? And why don't you, join the Peace Corps and go let mosquitoes bite you and live in the swamps? And then you can even have folks shoot at you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, caller.
It's not a problem, Alex. I'm just laughing because, I mean, I listen to you every day, and I agree with you 100% the way their system is. You know, and I will go and buy Terror Storm from Mr. Dacey. I found out where I could get that, and they keep up the good fight, brother.
Well, thank you. Yes, there's two places to get my videos. They carry all of my videos at Brave New Books in downtown Austin, and then at the Hardware Store Incorporated that really sells guns and preparedness outfit, too. It's a nice little family hardware store, pretty good size. It's up in Spicewood Springs in 183. You can get all my films there at Bob Dacey's place. He's a writer for the Free American or New American magazine and the John Birch folks, and he also has a TV show here locally and a good friend of mine. And one of my converts 10 years ago who's now become a great fighter against the New World Order. Let's go ahead and talk to Bruce in New York. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Alex. You and I met in New York on September 10th, and we took a train together with your team to Cooper Union. It was great meeting you. For the record, I find you intense, passionate, but not arrogant. I have a couple questions for you.
Well, thank you. Go ahead.
What's up and what's happening right now with Jack Cafferty and Keith Overman? What's up with them? Why all of a sudden are they being so loud, given that they work for CNN, MSNBC?
Well, I haven't been watching the other fella as much as I should, but I know that Keith Overman, I know two former TV broadcasters. Well, actually, one of them is still current, but they formerly worked with Keith Overman on the West Coast, and they say he's very smart, libertarian-minded, he's a really nice guy, and, you know, he was with ESPN, and then he went to MSNBC, and he basically has been kept on a short leash. Now MSNBC is allowing him to go wild. Of course, we've got major defense contractors and General Electric that own controlling stock in NBC. So why is MSNBC, a partnership between Microsoft and NBC, allowing him to do that? And a lot of people think it's because there's large segments of the elite. Around 65% of the Bilderberg Group now think the neocons are moving too fast, endangering the whole apple cart. And at the same time, the elite have to also allow some of their people to put out the illusion. I meant to say this yesterday about Overman, but I ran out of time when I played that last clip. But I believe Overman's a good guy. I believe Lou Dobbs is good. But they're only allowed to go so far to then still give the illusion of choice, the illusion of freedom. One of the reasons I'm left alive, basically, or not in prison or set up, and the reason they're allowed to continue doing what they do. And then number two, it also gets ratings, because any liberal, fake liberal stuff doesn't sell anymore. Fake conservative stuff doesn't sell anymore. I mean, I have a poll where, another scientific poll, 16%, the Wall Street Journal ABC poll, heck, I have it right here in the stack, let me dig it out, where only 16% have a good approval of the Congress. And that goes for Democrats and Republicans. You see, for the first time in modern history, the American people don't trust anyone. And that's because the paradigm shifted. And so you're going to see more and more of the media trying to stay in the game, trying to stay pertinent, trying to keep any of their viewers. And so you're going to see more and more of that, but only as much as they have to. And that's why we should demand it. So you see Overman rising in the ratings, about to displace O'Reilly, who has the number one show on cable.
Another question for you, Alex.
Sure.
What's up with the rumors of Bush, Papa, and son buying property in Paraguay? And
well, it looks like they did in some deal with the Moonies, but these people are can leverage trillions. The Bushes are a high-level servant family of the Rockefellers, who then in turn worked for the Rothschilds. The Bushes own triple hull supertankers, controlling stock in three private prison companies. They sit on the boards of, last time I read, hundreds of banks. They are a mafia, 98% of their money hidden. They own, I mean, they're just so opulently wealthy, it's a joke. They got the secret war chest. This was in mainstream news in 49. The secret war chest of almost the entire Nazi fortune through Switzerland and through Argentina and through Venezuela and a few other places where the Nazis went, Guatemala, El Salvador. Their wealth is untold. They were the bankers, and when the Nazis got most of their money out, they managed the money for tens of thousands of top Nazis that went to Latin America.
Gotcha. And you talked about a month or so ago about doing a show or talking about emergency preparedness and supplies we should have on hand just in case. Are you going to be doing anything with that, and is that something you could approach?
Sure. Are you sure it was this show you heard me talk about that?
Yeah, one of your water filter guys, you were talking about, you said something like, I should do a show about this because there are things we could do in an emergency situation.
Well, sounds like I should do that. There's a lot I should do. Thank you for the call. Nice meeting you in New York. We'll talk to many others on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
They say the truth is stranger than fiction, and it really is. To think that the Bushes were on the board of Brown Brother Harriman, that is Prescott Bush, who later became a U.S. Senator, to think that they were on the board of the major Nazi front in the U.S., cited in congressional hearings, people were arrested on the board, the owner of the bank was, of course, indicted and had to flee and had some of his assets taken. The Bush's grandfather, the former president's father, was actually indicted and got it swept under the rug. He has set up the USO just a few weeks before he did get indicted, because that was a great PR coup. Oh, he's the guy that brings entertainment to the troops. Oh, he's patriotic. Top Nazi agents, and then after the war, and it came out in major papers, they, the Nazis needed, still needed agents with their hundreds of billions of dollars. I mean, literal trainloads and, boatloads of diamonds and gold and artwork to be fenced through the U.S. And the OSS and a large group of people in our government were more than happy to get large portions of that money in turn for protecting the Nazis. And then a lot of them even got U.S. government jobs and their major institutions and colleges and federal buildings named after people who were, some of them, Deputy Fuhrer in the chain of command. I mean, we it's unbelievable, folks, when you start learning that this type of stuff is, and by Deputy Fuhrer, they had a whole sub-designate group of Gruppenfuhrers and all these different terms, but I mean, in the upper echelon of the Nazis. And when you really think about, I wouldn't say the Nazis, everybody's heard that rumor of the Nazis had a secret plan to take over after the war with all their gold, but it failed. I wouldn't even say the Nazis did, just more the fascist mindset and that money with Nazis helped form and fund a lot of the New World Order operations we see today. It's like the founder of the Bilderberg Group in 1954, Prince Bernhard, later King of the Netherlands, literally owns Dutch Rochelle, literally one of the richest men in the world. His daughter now is one of the heads of Bilderberg Group. We videotaped her in Ottawa. And he was a SS full colonel, and that's equivalent of a two-star general in the SS. They had very few, it was a different system. But, this is how they operate. This is what they do. And they're into eugenics, they're into breeding, they're into control, they're into extermination, they're totally ruthless. And they're in control of America today. The grandson of the top Nazi agent in the U.S. is our president. And so is there any surprise our police wear black uniforms and drive armored vehicles? Is there any surprise that the Homeland Security seal looks like a Nazi signet? Is there any surprise that they put up the symbols of fascism in the Senate? Yeah, it's been there, since the 50s? The fascist symbol is the bundle of sticks with the hatchet heads on them. I mean, they're not playing games. I hope you realize that. And they staged terror attacks just like Hitler did against their own people. I mean, they're following the exact same playbook, and they mean business. Oh, they mean business. And again, they work with the same Nazi agents, the Muslim Brotherhood, the Wahhabis, who worked with the Nazis during World War II. Boom, those very same contacts handed over by the SS to British and U.S. Intel. They went in and took over the radical Muslims right after that, used them to overthrow countries that were pro-U.S. and sovereign and building up first world systems. They didn't want that. They used the Wahhabis to overthrow in Iran and put in the Shah. It's the same thing. I mean, it's literally the same crew. They're a hardcore mafia. They've got the will. They know we're naive, and they're moving on us, moving bad. It isn't enough now to own all the banks and the defense contractors and the media. They want to own everything and run everything. And they're changing all the laws and the court rulings. The entire America we knew is being removed right now. And it's going to get worse and worse. It's going to get more and more hardcore. Hope you enjoy it, America. Really, I mean, you wanted to be a slave, you're going to get to be one. Unless we turn around and fight these bastards. Are Americans still Americans? Can we whoop them?
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.